Alexandria Jade. I am your host, Alexandria Jade, and today I have my guest, Maya Ray of Life Beauty. It's been forever since I've seen you.
I know. We're all out here trying to make it work, going by. Definitely.
Well, how do you feel mentally? How are you feeling?
Mentally, I can definitely say that this pandemic has changed me. We've been in this pandemic since I've been 20. So I can definitely say, like, I can tell that I've became a different person and changed mentally throughout this pandemic. So, which I'm grateful for. Mm-hmm. It feels good to know that mentally I'm not the same person, and it's always good to change, as long as it's for the best.
What has inspired you the most with just, you know, working on your music this far?
Really, coming from a creative family, everyone in my family is just creative in all different types of ways. I guess I can say born naturally with it. Mm-hmm. When I write music, it's never specifically about a specific person or things that I've gone through personally. When I write music, it's mostly about things that I've witnessed. It could be things that I see my mom go through, or things I see my friends go through, and I'm just, you know, write about it. But when I write, I don't necessarily write like pen and paper. I kind of, I guess you can say, freestyle. Whatever comes out, comes out. Mm-hmm. That's that creative juices, you know, the flow mm-hmm. of it all. Let things come out the way it come out, and as expression.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe the music that you like typically create?
I would describe it as, some may describe it as depressing, but it's not necessarily, like I say, it's about love, heartbreak, which we all have gone through. The project that I've been working on forever, that it just more so is all about love, and mm-hmm. which, you know, love is big in everyone, you know, we all deal with love. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, I feel like it will be relatable, and everyone can relate to it, because we all deal with it.
You remember hearing a song and knowing, yes, I want to sing.
Well, honestly, I've always been different as a child. Uh-huh. So, you know, growing up, people say, oh, Maya, what do you want to be? And I always say singer. And then every time I would say singer, you know, my teachers or whoever will say, come on, be realistic. So now, you know, thinking on it now, I'm like, wow, like that's crazy. But I've always said singer ever since I was little. Like I've, you know, inspiration wise growing up, Keisha Cole was my girl. Like my mom. Ooh, I don't know. Them albums, those Keisha Cole albums, man, those have taught me my like singing out. I don't know what I was singing about when I was little. I didn't know what she was saying. Vocally, like she, you know, very, and that's inspiration for me.
Based off like when you dropped like your first single, how could you say the progression throughout your music? Like what have you noticed the most?
I can see a big change from, you know, honestly, my first song that I recorded was when I was 16. And just from listening to myself, 16 versus going on 22, it's just a whole different mindset, whole different, you know, vocal ability and, you know, just more creative. At 16, you know, I was kind of still experimenting with my voice. So now, you know, I'm still experimenting with my voice, but I'm just more open and, you know, I don't have a set tone for, I mean, I do have a tone, a different tone, but I don't have a set tone. You know, if I want to use more of a vibrato on one song, or I do see a huge difference though. It's just, it's amazing when I listen to my first song, Love, versus what I'm about to put out now. I'm just like, wow, like I sound mature. I don't sound like a baby.
What's the process now with you in the studio? Like how long are you often working on your music? And when can we expect this project, dog?
Well, I mean, definitely, you know, other artists can vouch. It's, writing is a hard process. It definitely does take time. I have 10 songs finished right now for my album, but you know, it's just, I'm still going through the process of, okay, maybe I don't want this song on it and let me go write a new song. So it's, you know, I'm my biggest critic, which we all are. And I tend to be more hard on myself than I should be, you know, to the studio. I like to go to the studio when I know, you know, all of my reference tracks are right. You know, I know what my ad libs are going to be, and I just like to go in prepared. So I tend to go in, you know, it could be like, I can't really say how many times I go, but I don't just go to the studio with one song to record. I usually go with multiple so I can be able to, you know, create the right.
My heart is aching, breaking. still love you, baby. I can't stop thinking of you, baby. Thinking of your lips,
thinking about them lips,
the smell of your skin. I'm craving your energy, your body, baby. Come back to me, yeah, you just come back, come back to me. I don't know what I did. You will see that I'm all that you need. I'm all that you need, boy. Everything you ever needed or wanted.
I'm all that you need.
The smell of your skin, and the taste of your lips.
Well, being in this quarantine, we are so, you know, there's so many different new music going on. Lately, I found myself finding a lot of music through TikTok. And okay. I'm just, I don't know, I'm not set on one artist. I've never been the person to be set on one artist. But definitely there are a lot of nice artists who are, you know, pop off out of nowhere, underground. And, you know, it just, but I don't know, honestly, you know, we all got our,
yeah,
our ones and twos.
Did you listen to Jasmine's album?
Oh my God. My girl is talented, gifted.
She is. Aren't she uses
her voice. Yes. Her coming back?
Yes. Are we happy she's back?
Yes, that's what we all needed. Like, no, just like, okay, let me give my babe something, you know?
Yeah. If you could collab with any artist, who would you collab with?
There's so many. Okay. I think about this all the time. Definitely her.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. I really, like, I'm such a open person. Like, I see myself working with rappers. Like, mm-hmm. But definitely my top is probably, like, her. Like, mm-hmm. I want to collab with her. I want to write with her because she's an awesome writer herself. Mm-hmm. So, she's the one where I'm like, yeah.
You know, as far as like the creative process for those that are struggling to actually create music and put their music out there, or they're not as confident in, you know, putting out their projects, what advice would you give them?
My first advice is not to second guess yourself. You know, if you don't like it, of course, I mean, we're going to hear flaws in ourselves and yeah. I don't like how I did. Stop doing right. that, you know, they don't hear your flaws. You know, we're insecure about whatever we're insecure about, but just go for it. Throw it out there. You never know who like it. You never know when it's going to pop off. Mm-hmm. You know, if you find a song being, if you don't think your lyrics are good enough, still record it. Still record that song and still play it as if it's a hit. Cause you know, that's what's going to push you to go harder and to work harder. If you just go ahead and continue to go and write record.
Well, I like to thank my special guest, Myra, for being such a beautiful kindred soul. And thank you so much for coming on to my show and interviewing. It's so exciting.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for thank you. Like, so we can we waiting on the streaming platforms or drum roll, please.
Apple Music. Yes, definitely. And I will be posting stuff, updates on my Instagram at Myra Official. So when I do drop my album, everyone will know.
Yes.
Because I always drop snippets of things from my album, always. Mm-hmm. But snippets is not the whole album. So it's just, you know.
Exactly.
Stay on the lookout.
Stay on the lookout. It's some heat. It's some real right. fire. Bye, coming your way.
Bye.
All right, beautiful people. Well, that concludes today of my episode on Having It Made with Alexandria Jade. And you wonderful people have a great day. And I will catch y'all next episode.